Okay, let's have our last session before lunch, right? I'll try not to make it too long. So this session is about migrating or transforming, if you want, guest networks in CloudSec. So my name is Chris Sterks, working for Nuage, which is part of Nokia, localized in Antwerp in Belgium. And it's great to be in Montreal again. So it has been 2 years before the cloud collaboration organized by the CloudOps team. So it's great to be back. So for guys not knowing Nuage, so what we do is we're into SDN, software-defined networking. We provide policy-based network automation through various ecosystems, like in a data center to start with. We bring also cloud to the branch, so network automation up to the branch office and also to public cloud. So we have three clusters of use cases which are served by a common platform, a common control plane. So on the one side, there's virtualized cloud services, so which is really like SDN inside the data center and define a software-defined data center. With Nuage, we provide all connectivity means for your virtual machines, your bare metals as containers, all in a tenant isolated way. So that's all our portfolio on the data center side. Then we also bring through the same platform and the same principles and the same policy-based network automation. We provide SD-WAN, software-defined WAN, which actually we also call it cloud to the branch. So in order to connect your remote, typically in the enterprise world, to connect your remote offices to your central office, data center, and have connectivity to all your workloads in the cloud as if you were inside your core office. And then we have use cases to support hybrid connectivity with connectivity to public cloud. And all that in terms of the virtualized cloud services, so in a data center, we integrate with various cloud platforms, CloudSec, of course, but also OpenStack, Kubernetes, OpenShift. As a platform, we're quite agnostic. We support multiple hypervisors. We support multiple cloud operating systems. So the core stack is really an SDN stack, which we integrate with in different platforms and fulfill different use cases. And we have a quite advanced statistics engine based on Elasticsearch as a database to make the link with the previous session. And also have the ability to connect what you see in the overlay to the underlay, like for troubleshooting. All right, so that's what we do at Nuage. So bringing that back to CloudSec, what we add really is we bring CloudSec networking to hyperscale through our SDN stack, which, according to the principle of SDN, gives you full programmatic control of everything, centralized control also, towards which CloudSec is just an orchestrator and using the REST API of our SDN stack and offload all the network complexity off to our SDN stack. And the idea is that allows us to have the same look and feel and same APIs and same use cases in CloudSec as you're used to, only the networking is offloaded to our SDN stack and you don't rely on the virtual routers anymore. So we have fully distributed routing. That's what we bring. So hyperscale, but also hyper programmability, as again through our rich API, our rich core SDN stack API, we provide much more finer grained networking programmability as you would as today you have in CloudSec. But we seamlessly interconnect. So, yeah, and then to make the loop with what Mike in the intro session so highlighted with it, we had as a new Ash team, we made a few really major commits into 4.11. So one of it was config drive, yeah? As also Paul mentioned. So to provide CloudInit compliant user data without the need of a virtual router, but really through attaching CD-ROM ISO to your virtual machine and store all the user data in there and have it read by your VM by just reading the attached drive rather than fetching it from a virtual router. So that's one big thing that we added to CloudSec, as we saw really that there's a much missing capability in CloudSec. Second big thing that we added in 4.11 was what we call NUASH VSP managed networks, where basically we sort of reverse a bit the model in terms of networking, where we allow the cloud operator to define topologies into our SDN stack through the GUI of our platform, and then to import those networks into CloudSec. And once they're imported, you can use them like any network in CloudSec and deploy virtual machines in it. But your network definition is, the SDN platform is a master of it then, and they're imported into CloudSec, which allows you to use all the rich capabilities of our platform, of our SDN platform, through the REST API or GUI or whichever orchestrator on top, and allow you to find a great programming than what you have in CloudSec today. And a third one, which is the topic of this presentation, is the support for network migration, where we have the use case to SDN empower your existing cloud. So suppose you have a cloud platform based on CloudSec, and you really see the limitations of in terms of networking through the virtual router. I want to adopt like an SDN approach with NUASH, for instance, or then we provide the means to migrate your existing guest networks while preserving all your workloads. So that's what this session is about. So all of these three, so this network migration support, it's just like the other two, it's available today in CloudSec. It's fully contributed to the community. All right, so migrating or transforming your guest networks in CloudSec. So I'll cover, first a highlight, what is it that we want to solve, and then I'll, secondly, I'll give a procedure outline, how you have to use it. I'll go over the APIs which we added, and then really go much more in detail in a detailed outline of how to migrate the network with some example use cases, and then tackle some implementation aspects of the solution, and then there's time for questions. So what we solve, it's highlighted in the Jira story that we created for this work. So what we want to solve is, as a cloud owner, I want to be able to migrate my existing guest networks to another physical network infrastructure in order to leverage new network technologies, like, for instance, leverage SDN. So how did we start this? It's one of the observations, Apache CloudSec has been called out in previous conference sessions, I think, by the CloudOps team as the dark matter, being compared with as the dark matter in the universe. There's a lot of, it's out there, it's scattered, there's a lot, but it's not so shiny always. So in the belief that the many CloudSec deployments are out there and would be based on legacy technology, like standard Linux bridges with VLAN networking, And given that people would be interested in adopting new ways of how to deal with networking through SDN, so we invested as NUASH Networks in API support to migrate your existing networks or to transform them. I'll come to them why I continuously say or transform them. Your guest networks to this new technology while really preserving all their workloads inside, as well as preserving the networks themselves, only have them re-implemented. So the idea was to provide the ability to migrate or transform your guest networks while preserving your workloads using a single API call per network. And we explicitly wanted to do this on the granularity of a one network basis or VPC, so that you can migrate your cloud on at the pace that you want to. So that's effectively what we did. We wanted to implement this really in a generic way. It serves us as a use case. We see the benefit of that. But there may be other use cases, not tied to SDN at all or so, where you want to migrate networks to another physical technology. So we wanted to provide this thing in a generic way to Apache Cloud Sec, and we made it available in 4.11. So this presentation covers the design aspects of it. As I mentioned, it was also submitted as a design document prior to the PR, which was reviewed at the time of before 4.11 was released. And I'll go over, as I mentioned, some example use cases where I specifically will go over some use cases where you migrate VR-based, what we call native networks to new Azure SDN-based networks. So what does it mean with workloads preserved? I've been mentioning this a few times. So it means that your networks themselves are preserved to start with. So the network is migrated to a different underlying physical network, which comes with typically new technology. But your network, which you see in the API and in the UI of CloudSec, is still there. It's still the same network. There's the same UID, the same name. It's still there. The server instances which run inside that network, which have NICs into that network, they're also fully preserved. They even actually never stop. And they're also not migrated. So they keep on running on the same host. So it's network migration, but not VM migration. And all your, what comes around, like your public IPs, which you may have associated to your private, NICs are preserved, ACLs, which you have configured on them, firewall rules or network ACLs, they're all also preserved. Okay, so what's the procedure outline? So to start with, you need to do some preparation. And so obviously the first step is, you want to adopt some new technology. So what you do is you add a new physical network to the zone in which you want to adopt this new technology. So a physical network which always has an encapsulation mode. So for instance, in case of Nuage, you select Nuage VSP encapsulation. So you added a physical network to the zone and you provision it to be up, just like you would install this particular technology as Greenfield. But you add it to your existing zone as a second physical, you of course have a physical network already in your zone, so you now add a second one. So that's that's the first thing you do. Secondly, you need to tag your networks, your physical networks, like the one that you had before, you tag it with a given name. The one that you just added, you tag it with another name. Thirdly, you create, according to the network capabilities and the providers which come along with the services as part of the network offering, you create new network offerings or a VPC offering in case you have VPCs in place. So you define your new offering with services and providers. So in line with where you want to migrate to. And then fourthly, you need to tag your offerings according to your physical networks, because that's how CloudSec works also. So CloudSec does support having multiple guest physical networks, so physical networks that carry guest traffic inside the same zone. But when you then create an isolated network, CloudSec will complain that it doesn't know where to deploy it to. So the trick is to use tags and to correlate your network offering to a physical network. So by giving, by applying a tag to a network offering, which is identical to a tag which you applied on the physical network, CloudSec, of course, knows how to correlate. So, and that's all the preparation you need to do. So, and once you have this set up, you can use the APIs which we added, which I'll come to migrate your networks. So, another important thing is that we explicitly chose to have support to have each VPC or an isolated network be migrated as an individual resource and as an atomic action. So that allows you to migrate your cloud in an incremental way and at the pace that you want it to be. It allows for your VM NICs to be migrated one by one also. Think about multi-NIC VMs. So you migrate networks, again, not VMs. And when you migrate a network, all the NICs, which VMs are attached to that network with, will be migrated as well. But you can do it NIC by NIC. Another thing is when a network fails to migrate, so first of all, so as much as we want, we will fail fast. So if you provide some inconsistent data, we will fail fast and error out, and the operation will yield as an operation. If, however, a failure occurs beyond that point, something we couldn't foresee, your network will be stuck in some intermediate state. And to resolve from that, we added a resume operation, which once you find out what went wrong by analyzing your logs, like, okay, what the heck happened here? Where did the error occur? Okay, you resolve it. Your network under migration got into an intermediate state. But once you resolve the root cause of it, you can resume it. So that's another thing that we worked out. So in terms of API support, so there's two APIs, Migrate Network and Migrate VPC. And that's it. So, and that's exactly what I mentioned. So you migrate your networks or your VPCs, which we can see as one entity. So a VPC is a routed set of networks, which we contain as one entity in terms of migration. So when we talk about migrate network, we talk about migrating an isolated network. So to start with, let's consider the case of an isolated network. So there's a new API call now in 4.11, migrate network. You pass the ID of your network, which you want to migrate, and you pass the network offering ID to which you want to migrate it to. So it's the offering ID. That's also exactly why I call this migration. It's also a transformation. So you can transform it the whole idea is you transform it to a new network offering, which may or may not have the same services as the one that you start from. But the offerings, the providers of these services will, of course, be different because you choose another technology. And as the network offering is tagged, and your physical networks are tagged as well, your network will be migrated to the physical network that corresponds to the tag with which your network offering was tagged with. So you migrate your network by passing a target network offering, which is correlated with a new physical network. And then there's an optional parameter, resume, which is exactly what I mentioned. In case you got into an error state, you may want to, after you resolve the root cause of that, call the same operation again, but now with resume explicitly set to true. I'll come to that. And the outcome is, yeah, just the output of a network, like what you would get with Create Network. It's an asynchronous API, so you need to poll, yeah? Which CloudMonkey will do for you, for instance, until completion. So that's for migrating an isolated network. The second API is migrate VPC, which, yeah, same principle. Here you migrate a VPC. So you pass the ID of the VPC that you want to migrate, and you pass the VPC offering to which you want this VPC to be migrated to. That's in terms of the VPC offering. Thirdly, which is a fourth parameter in this document. Typically, it will be required as well, but okay. So thirdly, you pass for every tier of the VPC which new network offering that tier has to go to. So this is a map of network IDs to network offering IDs. So you have a VPC, say, out of three tiers. You specify which offering the VPC as a VPC entity needs to be migrated to. And then for every tier, so three times, you pass for each tier of these three to which network offering this has to be migrated to. So again, the VPC is considered as an entity, which you don't want to break down into sub-entities in terms of migration. So so migrate VPC is an atomic operation on its own. And then there's the resume parameter here as well, in case you got stuck, like I explained. So, yeah, it's really about transforming, right? So we call this network migration. But again, you actually also transform your networks to different capabilities because you adopt new technology. All right, so let's go through some detailed outline. So to start with, you have your cloud stack deployment with one or multiple zones. Inside the zone where you want to migrate your networks to, you create a new physical network. You have to first disable the zone, by the way, then add a physical network to it, and then enable your zone again. And then your physical network, you really provision it. Huh? Like in case of Nuage, you have to create to enable the Nuage service and add a Nuage device to it, pointing to your SDN stack. Then again, you tag your physical network, so that you do with update physical network, and pass the tag. Like in this case, so the first one in this case, so these are some commands which are commands of a live deployment that is being migrated here. So the first one is the original physical network which I had. I tag it with a tag native. The second one is the one I just set up. I set it up for Nuage, and I tag it with the tag Nuage. Then you compose your new network offering. So you create a new, you want to create a new network offering. So in case, again, of Nuage, you create a network offering where the providers of your services are set to Nuage in this case. So Nuage VSP is as a provider. For connectivity, in this case, DHCP, SourceNet, StaticNet, Firewall. We don't have support to support user data. So in this case, in this example, I specify the virtual router as user data. So I create this network offering. Fine. I make it enabled. And as a last thing, as a step forward of the preparation, I tag my network offerings. So the one which I got before, suppose this was the standard isolated network offering in CloudSec with SourceNet, which is called this long name, default isolated network offering with SourceNet service. This is the built-in network offering for isolated networks. So that one you tag with the tag native in this case, and the one which I just set up in order to use Nuage, I tag with the tag Nuage. So we're all set now in our preparation phase. Now, okay, consider a first case in which I have an isolated network deployed in its own network through an isolated network. Suppose this is some travel app which I want to use in some enterprise. So this is, I mean, just a simple case, just to illustrate. So it's an isolated network with three servers deployed. Comes with a virtual router. It is a network deployed from the built-in CloudStack default isolated network with SourceNet service. So it has a CDR 10.10.1.1. Three servers are deployed, travel app server 1 to 3. They have been given a given IP inside the network. And there's a virtual router, which got the .1 IP. So in clouds, okay. And the offering, it's the well-known built-in offering where everything is provided through the virtual router, of course. Fine. So in CloudStack, this looks like, as you know, so this is a network called TravelApp with the offering for isolated networks with SourceNet. It has three servers. They're all running, of course. I chose to have a public IP to one of the servers. So through static NAT, I allocated a public IP, assigned it to one of the servers. And I set up some firewall rules. I allow for SSH through port 443, and I allow ICMP over that public IP. So that's what I have. So this is what I have deployed in my cloud. So I did all the preparation now to migrate to Nuage. So now I effectively want this network to be migrated. So going from the built-in default isolated network offering with source NAT to a Nuage isolated network offering, where all the services, except for user data, are provided through Nuage now. So this is the new offering, right, which I also tagged with the tag Nuage. So I call then migrate network. I pass the ID of the network, this travel app network, and I pass the network offering ID to my new Nuage isolated net offering. And okay, that's an API, so an asynchronous API. When the job completes, basically, you don't see much on the outside. So all my services, my network is still there. It has the same UID, the same name. My servers are still there. They have the same IP, the same UID. I see, though, that my virtual router has now been redeployed under the .2 instead of the .1. That's because SourceNet in the new network offering is no longer, so the virtual router is no longer the provider of SourceNet, which means in CloudStack terms, it's no longer the gateway. That's because, of course, Nuage is now the gateway. But since we still need a virtual router for user data, in this case, a new virtual router is spawned with the first available IP, but not the .1. And then, of course, when I inspect my network, I see that its offering has been changed with the ones that I specified. So in the UI, I still see my network. When I look into it, the offering has clearly been modified to the one that I instructed it to. My servers are running, but they still have the same IP. But when I, of course, look underneath, now everything changed underneath because the whole new network has now actually been re-implemented entirely under hood through the SDN stack. So, and this is the view to our, this is the UI of the Nuage SDN policy engine. So basically you see here, without going into the details, but you see a subnet, the same subnet travel app being deployed here, with four servers being attached to it. So the three servers of my application, as well as the virtual router. And the virtual router has the .2 IP, for instance. You can also see that one of the servers has a static NAT assigned. The one public IP, which I assigned to one of these three servers, and apply my firewall rules. I can see that in my SDN platform as well. as well as the rules, the ACLs, which I apply to it. So you see here an allow rule for, yeah, it's hard to read, but for port 443 and for ICMP as well. So all that has been programmed as part of the migrate job into the new platform, into the new technology now. So, yeah, so that's okay. So that's one case. Huh? So that's an isolated network. Sorry, that was too fast. Sorry, I meant to stay here. So, all right, now let's consider a VPC. So suppose a VP, like a two-tier VPC, just imaginary. I call my VPC finance because I want to. It comes with an application and it's deployed as a VPC itself for some finance application, and it has two tiers: a web tier and an application tier. And say, I mean, this is just an example, of course. Again, so in my web tier, I deploy one server with a public IP. In my app tier, which is my backend tier, I deploy two servers. So again, it's set up with SourceNet and StaticNet, and I apply some ACLs for allowing, in this case, it's HTTPS on the web server and HTTP to the application servers. So it's deployed from the standard built-in default VPC offering, the built-in VPC offering in CloudSec, where everything is, where all the offerings are, I mean, the services are provided by the VPC virtual router in this case. So it's a VPC with, you know, with the two tiers, three servers, with a virtual router, obviously. There's one public IP which has been allocated. I set up some ACLs, one for HTTPS and one for HTTP, and which apply to the different tiers. And now we transform it, so towards a VPC offering, which we defined now in terms of Nuage VSP as a provider of all these services. In this case, user data, I want to explicitly select it to config drive in this example, which means that when you look at it, so this VPC offering is an offering with multiple services, but none of these services is still provided by a virtual router. That's important to notice. All right, so, okay, and then, so what I do is, okay, I migrate it, I give this API call migrate VPC, I specify the VPC ID, the VPC offering ID of this new Nuage offering, and as I mentioned, there's also a map to be provided, like which of the tiers you want to migrate to which offering, so I also created like a network offering for VPC tiers with the same capabilities, and I bring both networks, both tiers to that one. So post-migration, and yeah, this is some output of a CLI that I wrote. You actually see the VPC finance with two tiers, finance web and finance app, but there is no virtual router still in place. Actually, through the migration, the virtual router got entirely eliminated. So let's show that. So so this is my VPC with one virtual machine in my web app tier, two machines in my app tier. So these are the three servers. But when I look into the virtual router step of that VPC, there is none. So this is now, so I transformed my VPC, so a routed set of networks, in this case two tiers, through to Nuage SDN technology, and I eliminated the virtual router. So, and obviously, the routing is still in place, only it's implemented by Nuage in a distributed way, not through this virtual router thing. And I mean, all the characteristics of how I set up my VPC through this public IP, which I assigned to one of the VMs, and the ACLs are still there. Only, again, from the outside, you don't see much. You only see, oh, where's my virtual router now? But of course, under hood, you would see if you would then go peek into the SDN GUI, our Nuage GUI, you would see this VPC being implemented over there now, at least the networking part of it, in which you see now yeah, the most left part is our representation of a router, actually. And then we have a zone that's a red thing that's a policy container. And then you see the two subnets, my web tier, my web subnet, and my application subnet, with two servers, which I deployed in the app server and one in the web server, web tier, and no virtual router. You don't see it anymore. And again, so everything is, of course, reprogrammed again, but now inside our SDN stack. So with this floating IP, this public IP assigned to the web server. And in this case, so the ACLs are programmed to apply HTTP, so allow HTTP and ICMP on the web tier, HTTPS and ICMP on the web tier, and HTTP and ICMP on the application tier. All right, so I illustrated this with Nuage as a use case, but the APIs are generic and can be used for any type of transformation or migration. Okay, so going over some implementation aspects. So this has been worked out as I illustrated for isolated networks and VPCs, not shared networks. We could do that if we would see a use case. So it's fully worked out for isolated networks and VPCs, and it's been qualified and been written and qualified for KVM and ESXi. So how does it work? So the first thing that we had to solve was really to allow multiple VIF drivers to be instantiated on the same host and be active at the same time on the same host. So our Nuage solution is based on OVS, Open vSwitch. So we allow the use of Open vSwitch and Linux bridges to be active on the same host at the same time. And with programmatic control of which one you want to address. So that wasn't possible before 4.11, so it is now. So what's the flow when you migrate a network? The first thing we do is we re-implement your guest network, which is under migration, to the new physical network using the network guru in CloudStack. We find the physical network by the tag of the offering. Then secondly, we implement the services which you enabled as services in the network offering towards you are migrating to. So a virtual router is this is the standard practice, but just to make clear, a virtual router is deployed if it's needed. If it's no longer needed, like in the case that I did for the VPC case where your new VPC offering is no longer relying on a virtual router, then no virtual router is deployed. But if there is one virtual router still contained as an offering, then it would be deployed. And it would receive a new guest IP if it's no longer the gateway. If SourceNet is not done through the virtual router, then it will get a different IP. This is the only VM that will change its IP. And then we migrate all the NICs attached to that network. So technically, this first go to the guru. So it's a prepare NIC. Prepare NIC operation, which is called on the guru, which sets up the connectivity. Then prepare NIC on your network element, which in our case applies all the ACL rules, etc. in our SDN stack. Then you send a migrate NIC command to the host. We update the database, and we release the NIC from the formal element and guru. And then finally, we shut down the network services on the old physical network, which would undeploy the VR typically. So for Migrate VPC, it's similar, but it's just two stage. So first we re-implement the VPC itself, and then for each tier, we re-implement the network, just like for isolated network. The tiers follow the same approach like isolated networks. So under Node, in the database, so you start, okay, so you have your network entry in the networks table, which has a given name, a certain offering in terms of its network offering. It has an ID. It has the ID is the ID inside the database. and it has a UUID, which is what you see as the identifier at the API. So when you migrate a network, what we do is we create actually a temporary, I mean, we create a copy of the network, but now set to the new offering. So this is a case where I migrate a network called Maple Syrup with the offering, like imaginary, is Montreal, and now I migrate to Quebec. So it obviously has a different ID in the database, it's a different object, but we keep the UID the same. And we mark this new copy as a related object to the original one, in order to link so that our logic knows how to map one to the other. So then we implement this new object, so which is a re-implementation of your guest network. We move all the NICs. I mean, this is sort of a graphical representation of what's going on, really. We move the NICs from the old network to the new one. And then finally, we delete the original one. And the new object remains, like the only left representation of your network. Again, it has the same name and the same UUID. From the outside, you don't see a difference. But it's a new database object. And of course, the offering is also different. So we did this that you'll always be able to recover from problems and unless the operation is fully completed, we still have always the old context and the new context. So we had to write dedicated code to preserve the UID because that's, of course, what we want. We don't want the network to change UID after migration. So it also means that during the migration of this network, which takes as long as the execution of this job. So depending on the migration, it may take like a minute or so. So during that migration of that particular network, you shouldn't use that network because when you do list networks, you would actually see the network twice now. Once this network migration is complete, and again, it's on a per network basis, so everything is fine. Huh? But there's to be considered like a small maintenance window in which you cannot use this particular network while it's under migration and the job is not complete. As I mentioned, we use a related field, which is an existing field of a network entity in networks to denote to refer to the other copy of it. For VPCs, as it doesn't have that field, we use a resource table to link it to the other VPC. All right, so again, as I mentioned, so if a network migration fails for some reason, it may leave your network in an incorrect state. And you, like in the database, you would end up with two copies now. The code is written such that we fail fast as much as we can. When something unexpected happens during the next steps, you end up in that the temporary state where you have two database objects for the same network. As I mentioned in the APIs, we provide a resume parameter, which if you set it to true, then it will, that it knows that you're trying to recover from a state which you got into. Because by default, if you don't set resume to true, and if it finds two copies of your network, it will complain that this is not normal. Something is not right. And it will error out immediately. But when you set resume explicitly to true, and we didn't want to do this on default, but through an explicit choice of the operator, when you set it to true, you tell the logic that yes, I know what I'm doing. I know that I messed up, but I fix it now. So now proceed from where you left. So that's summarized in this table. So when your entry condition is good, it doesn't matter whether you specify a resume false or true. You will, if things go well, migration will success well. But if you got into in the right column, if you got into a corrupt state, and you don't set a resume true, so you keep it false by default, then you will get a failure that the logic detects there are two copies. What's going on here? I don't know. I don't want to proceed here. But if you tell explicitly, so yes, I want to resume. I know that this has been the case. Then, and you resolve the root cause of the previous failure, then things will go smooth. So specifically for Nuage, we also built up built a Python package which comes with which guides you to migrating your entire cloud to your Nuage offerings. So it gives you, depending on how you want to use this package, gives you an interactive experience, like which network you want to migrate now. And it provides consistency checking, so you don't do anything wrong. Or you can run the whole thing in batch, like, yes, I want to migrate every network that you find, which is applicable for migration, migrated. So, I mean, this is just a Python package which uses the APIs that that I mentioned. That leaves time for questions. If you have any, or if not, we go for lunch. Yeah?
So we're on 4.9, and we use guest networks with no service at all because we leave HTTP, DNS, everything to the physical infrastructure. And with 4.11, I mean, I was pleased to see config run. So I thought, okay, so what's my migration path from 4.IM with no services to user data with config run?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just create another.
Yeah.
Yes, with no services but user data. The only change would be the user data is now.
Right. Yeah. So that should work, yeah. But of course, I mean, you need to be first on 4.11 to have those APIs.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, of course, yeah. So it's to some extent an investment to the future, of course. So we understand that this whole thing is pointless if your current cloud is not at 4.11 yet. So, yeah. So we understand that. But once you're on 4.11, you have the means to, these mechanisms are available and you can use it to migrate your networks to use config drive. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, can you repeat?
You have to add physical NIC
to
server to support Nuage, or I can use the physical existing NIC for the...
So if you refer to the physical network, so you need to set up a physical network in your zone with Nuage encapsulation. Because that's the type of physical network that we act upon. So inside your zone, you have certain physical networks with a whole bunch of deployments. Inside that same zone, you add now a second physical network with Nuage encapsulation. You set up that physical network you configure it, the URL to our REST API, which you're deployed to your deployed Nuage control plane, which, of course, you have set up according to the installation guide. You connect CloudSec to it. So once you've done all that, you're all set to migrate your networks.
But I think if I understand your question correctly, say I'm using Linux Bridge and the Linux mounting driver. So I already have two of my NICs already on that first physical network. If I want to use Nuage, I guess I've got to use another set of physical NICs to put up OPS.
Right. So your Viv driver will, so your virtual NICs will be re-implemented to new physical NICs. So, yeah. All right. Thank you. Let's go for lunch. Yeah.
That's worked very well. I didn't think, right? I didn't knew it was good. Because that's the biggest thing we miss, right?
Yeah.
Because we have to support external HTTP.
Yeah. So that's why you still need a virtual router then, right? So, would you like
today we don't support...
Or there's no user data at all today in your...
Correct.
Yeah, right. For virtual... That, I mean, that's the other way you can do, yeah. But it's... Yeah, that's the other way. That's